Rwandan President Paul Kagame says Africa needs confident leadership and stable governance systems that serve its citizens in order to shape the future the continent desires. According to him, the success of the continent will depend on Africans finding their own solutions to problems. President Kagame was the guest speaker at the 80th birthday and book launch of Nigerian playwright and poet Wole Soyinka at the State Banquet Hall in Accra. President John Mahama was the special guest of honor. Former President John Ajekum Kufuor, renowned African writers and former governors of Nigerian states graced the occasion. Another report by Pascal Inadadivo.
The greatest threat to freedom is the absence of criticism. This is one of many quotes of writer par excellence Professor Wole Soyinka. Distinguished guests from around the world joined in celebrating 80 years of existence of the hale and hearty Wole Soyinka. Wole Soyinka is the first African to win a Nobel Prize in Literature. He is a professor of arts and has written poems and books against oppression, military dictatorship and political tyrannies. At 80, Wole Soyinka has about 83 books to his credit. Professor Wole Soyinka probably chose Rwandan President Paul Kagame to be the guest speaker at his birthday party because they share common ideologies. Paul Kagame, as a young boy, fought in a rebel army to defend fundamental human rights. President Kagame described Professor Wole Soyinka as a tireless fighter who just wants to see the liberation of humanity from oppression. He said Rwanda refuses to accept a fate of hopelessness, and as president, he has prioritized national development. President Kagame said Africa must recognize that vision and goals can only be met collectively and not individually. He paid tribute to Brigadier General Henry Anyidoho, who led a Ghanaian contingent to Rwanda on the height of the genocide in 1994.
Africa needs at all levels a confident leadership based on clarity, innovation and accountability. It is important to have stable governance institutions and systems which serve our citizens effectively.
President John Mahama has recently joined the literary family. He admitted how Herculean writing intelligence pieces can be, saluting his senior colleague Professor Wole Soyinka. He said astute writers like him, Chinua Achebe, Ngugi Wa Thiong'o and others, have gone a long way to shape Africa's history and are still relevant today.
Their good works remain forever, and in that sense, they never die. And so I dare say, paraphrasing, that Professor Soyinka will never die. Long after you have passed and become one of our ancestors, our children, grandchildren and great-grandchildren, will continue to read your works with pride and marvel at the richness of the writers that once strode the African continent.
The celebrant Professor Wole Soyinka engages guests in an interesting yet thought-provoking chit-chat. He said there is hope for the transformation of society only if African leaders begin to look at critical and innovative ways of dealing with issues of humanity. Citing the abduction of the 200 schoolgirls in Chibok, northern Nigeria, Professor Soyinka is amazed at how leisurely the issue is being handled.
We know very well that the victims are being dehumanized every day. And we are demanding action, not only from our own community, an intelligent approach to the situation. And then what we hear is, well, maybe, oh, it's all right. And we even hear things like, it's the season of Ramadan. Maybe Allah will touch their minds and they will release those children. This is the kind of people I'm talking about. This is the kind of society. I would rather confront directly the abductors than have to deal with. You cannot pretend that your humanity has not been assaulted. And up to now, we sit on our hands and hope for the best. You call for dialogue, you don't even know how to begin dialogue. You call for appeasement tactics, and you don't even begin the appeasement tactics.
His birthday was also used to launch a new book, Crucible of the Ages.
The report was filed by Pascaline Adadevo.